Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And when you get there, you will see my email address right there on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or any other reason. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And as we always do, it would be a great honor, a great joy, and my privilege to pray for each and every one of you as I do each and every day. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. And once again, I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. This simple prayer, that their lives would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Father, I thank you and I praise you that you always hear our prayers. And I give you glory and honor through Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen. The message today is called The Rest of Reconciliation. We begin in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, where Paul said, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then all were dead, and that he died for all, they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." As I was praying today, these verses came to me, so I looked them up and began thinking about them. And then Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are the words he gave me. He said, "My beloved ones, it is time to believe the true gospel. I was in Christ on the cross reconciling the whole world unto myself and not counting sins against you. As our beloved Paul explained that I was in Christ on that cross, do you remember that my son said, 'Father in me does the works'? Do you remember that the Holy Spirit came upon my son at the river when he was baptized? We were all together on the cross, and we reconciled you to ourselves by offering ourselves for you. All that we did was for your sake. We were not holding anything against you. We took your sin so you wouldn't feel guilty. We took your sickness so you could be healthy, and we took your poverty so you could be wealthy. My loved ones, here is one reason so many of you are struggling. We have reconciled you unto us, but you have not reconciled yourselves unto us, as Paul told you, to be reconciled unto me. So what does this mean? It means that you once and for all believe that the work of salvation was completed for you. It means that all is done on our part, but you struggle because you haven't surrendered your part unto us. So how can you reconcile yourselves unto us? It is by believing in the finished work of salvation. As it is written, those who believe have entered into rest. If you believe there's anything you can do to add to what was already done on your behalf, then you're in unbelief and are not at rest. Here's an example. Your sins were taken away at the cross, never to be mentioned again. We didn't need to erase your sins from our minds because we were not counting them against you. We took your sins away so that you could forget them. If you come to me begging me for forgiveness, then you haven't reconciled your belief unto me, and you are in unbelief and not in rest. Somehow you still believe you're guilty, even though it is not true, so you suffer the effects of guilt as though you were guilty. Here is another. As it is written, He Himself bore your sorrows and took away your sickness and disease when He became sin on that cross. For the wages of sin was death, and He became sin to absorb the wages that were due you. If you come begging for healing, then you haven't believed that we took away your sickness and your disease, and you're in unbelief and not at rest. You still believe that you are sick, so you suffer the effects of disease, even though we took it away. It does not mean that I'm angry with you. It just means you haven't reconciled your beliefs into the truth yet. Here is another. He became poor so that you can be rich. If you think your riches come from your works and your faith, you are in unbelief and haven't reconciled your beliefs about money to us yet. Again, as Paul said, be reconciled unto God. You believe that you must do all these formulas to become wealthy, when the truth is, you are wealthy by your birthright. Once again, you believe you are poor, so you experience poverty as if it were real. Look at the birds in the air. Look at the flowers of the field. Look at the fish in the sea. There is no such thing as lack in the entire universe. There is abundance on every level. By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gracious gift unto you. Again, as our beloved Paul said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is by faith in the finished work that you are justified and have access into the glorious grace given unto you. Even though we have reconciled you unto us, and we count you as holy, blameless, and perfect in our eyes, you haven't reconciled your beliefs unto the truth of the gospel. Here's another truth of the gospel. You were chosen before we made the world. You've always been our beloved ones, have always been blameless and holy before us, as you stand completely enveloped by our great love for you. You were only alienated from us in your own minds because of the lies that you believed. False religion lied to you and told you that we were separated. So my son came calling himself Son of Man, so that you would know that you are one of us and we are one of you. We are all one and can't be separated. As it is written, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. My loved ones, here is what I want you to do, because I want you to be free. When you experience anything contrary to the truth of the gospel, come to me. See us on the cross reconciling the matter already. If you experience sickness, then in your heart, imagine the cross with us on it. Come to the cross and say, I'm experiencing what seems to be sickness. But it can't be so, because I see my sickness upon the cross, where you carried away our disease. Keep bringing your broken belief system to the cross until the finished work of the cross becomes more real to you than what you're experiencing. Soon you will forget what sickness feels like. It is the same with all other things. For example, if you're worried, come to the cross and remember that it is written, He made peace with all things in heaven and earth by the sacrifice of Himself on the cross. If you're worried about governments and what they're doing, remember it is written, For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. You don't have to struggle to become wealthy. He became poor to make you rich. You don't have to toil with all your might and work 10 jobs. Just come to the cross and see that the King of Kings gave all He had, including the clothes on His back and the skin on His back, to make you wealthy. It's not works that make you free. It's believing the truth that makes you free. As it is written, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Remember, truth is a person, as my son told you when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. My beloved ones, it's time to enter into the glorious rest of reconciliation. All that you could ever want or need was given to you before you were even on the earth. We have already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. You were crucified with Christ, and your life is hidden in us. You're not merely immortal. You are God's born of God. You are my children. I am a God, and I reproduce gods. And it is my delight to call you my equals. The greatest desire of any parent is for their children to grow up and become their dearest friends. This is who you are to me, my beloved, dearest ones in whom I am well pleased. So, my dearest ones, as you experience anything that seems contrary to you, bring the problem and your broken beliefs to the cross and reconcile the beliefs unto me. Let the truth of the finished work become absolute reality in your lives and be reconciled unto me. Be kind and forgiving of each other, my beloved ones. You were given the ministry of reconciliation. So bring all people and things to be reconciled to the truth of the gospel. The gospel is the glorious news of what was done for you and was given to you freely without charge. Freely you have received, so freely give all the love that you have. Love each person as if they were the only person. These are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you, each and every one, and I'll see you soon.